Time now for the 1215 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast calls for mostly sunny skies with a high of 86. Tonight, mostly clear with a low of 64. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. The North Wayne Community Unit School District 200 met Wednesday night. Three personnel moves for the FY20 school year were approved at the meeting. Michaela Wilkerson was hired as third grade teacher at Johnsonville. Hannah Donahoe was hired as district art teacher. And Rachel Rogers' request for a leave of absence for the first semester was approved. In other business, Jennifer Tim spoke to board members about the Sisney High School FFA program's activities this past year. The board also gave approval to 24 members of the Sisney FFA to attend the state convention next month. The board then accepted a bid from D7 Roofing LLC for repairs to the CHS gym roof. The repairs will be paid for by the district's insurance company, less a deductible payment. More news next.
At Hamilton Memorial Family Clinics, your family's care team is close to home. New family nurse practitioner Danielle Baker will provide the knowledge and attention to guarantee you get the care you need when and where you need it. From routine care to acute needs, Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics have you covered. Plus, same-day appointments are available and a Carmi walk-in clinic on Saturday for those unexpected illnesses. With 7 providers and 9 specialty care clinics, maybe it's time to take another look at Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics in Carmi and McLeansboro.
Hi, welcome to the Subway Fritos Chicken Enchilada Signature Wrap Ad. How would you like it?
I'll take a California Surfer.
Let's hang 10.
Yo, brah. After carving waves, my buds and I cruise Subway for the Fritos Chicken Enchilada Melt. I chow down on a signature wrap. Rotisserie-style chicken, marinated in enchilada sauce, Monterey cheddar, and epic proportions of veggies. And it's topped with crunchy Fritos, dude. The totally awesome sub is the same stuff. So gnarly. Subway, make it what you want, brah.
Limited time only at participating restaurants.
In other news, the Wayne County Health Department, Egyptian Health Department, and SIU Medicine Center for Rural Health and Social Service Development are sponsoring an addiction and recovery event on May 30th at the New Beginnings Church in Fairfield. The event will begin at 6 p.m. with the showing of the Anonymous People documentary. The screening and following activities will be provided free of charge. After the movie, a panel of local experts in the field of addiction and recovery will hold a question and answer session. People will be able to submit questions anonymously. In addition, Narcan, an overdose reversal agent, will be available with training, though supplies may be limited. A Hidden in Plain Sight exhibit will also be displayed to help parents identify signs of drug use. Local resources and referral material will also be on hand. 22-year-old Fairfield resident Gage L. Devers was arrested last night by Fairfield police on a charge of domestic battery. Devers was transported to the Wayne County Jail and held, pending an appearance before a judge to set bond. 47-year-old Cedar Hills, Missouri resident Michael T. Schrunk was booked in the Wayne County Jail yesterday afternoon. He was wanted on a Wayne County warrant for failure to appear in court on a charge of forgery. Schrunk's bond was set at $595. Illinois agriculture officials are encouraging farmers and agrochemical facilities to save empty chemical containers for recycling late this summer. Agriculture Department Director John Sullivan announced Wednesday that the state will collect empty pesticide and other chemical containers at various sites from mid-August into September. The containers can be recycled into shipping pallets, lumber, and other plastic products. Metal and household pesticide containers are not eligible for recycling. Collection sites will accept only high-density polyethylene containers, commonly known as number 2 plastic. Participants must rinse the containers and remove all labels, caps, booklets, and foil. Program assistance comes from the Agriculture Container Recycling Council, GrowMark Incorporated, the Illinois Fertilizer and Chemical Association, G. Phillips & Sons, the Illinois Farm Bureau, and the University of Illinois Extension. Illinois Secretary of State Jesse White will be honored with the Distinguished Member of the Regiment by the 187th Infantry Division and the 101st Airborne Division of the United States Army this evening. The ceremony will take place at the Bruce Conference Center in Hopkinsville, Kentucky, near Fort Campbell. White is being recognized for his contribution to society as an elected official, an educator, and for his charitable efforts. White served as a paratrooper in the 101st Airborne Division based at Fort Campbell, and again as a member of the Illinois National Guard and Reserve. White said he was humbled to be selected for the honor, and noted his experiences at Fort Campbell remain integral to him to this day. He said serving in the U.S. Army taught him the importance of teamwork, respect, commitment to duty, and helping others in need. Fairfield Police Chief Keith Colclaser is reminding city residents of some safety tips for the season. Chief Colclaser, appearing on the Community Connection, said people need to be on the lookout for children playing in and around the city as the school years begin to wrap up. Also, as families prepare to take vacations, Chief Colclaser says they shouldn't advertise when they will be out of town.
A lot of people on the road, a lot of people traveling, getting ready for that vacation. We'll jump to that real quick. Vacation, you're going to be gone 1-2 weeks. Do not advertise on social media. Encourage you. Post when you get back how great a time you had. Wonderful. Don't give an open invitation that your house is empty. Have a relative check on it. If you don't have a relative, call us. We'll drive by. We'll put on our list. We do that. Just things to look forward to in the vacation. You're going to be going on a long vacation. Check your car out. Make sure tires are good. You know, just the common sense stuff, but remember, safety's first.
In other city business, as Mother's Day is passed, the chief says his department will start reminding residents to keep their grass at a reasonable length.
Yes, we will be ramping it up. We may have passed Mother's Day. Try to lay low and understand the weather, but there comes a point where we're going to be out there knock on door. Hey, we please need you to mow your yard, keep the grass in your yard, not out in the street. If you say, hey, my mower's broke, okay, if you don't mind, I'll give you 10 days, I'll give you 15 days. We are understanding. But after that deadline, we're going to have to do something because, I mean, I know things cost money, but we've also got to have a better-looking town.
The city is also in the process of updating its police officer eligibility list. Chief Colclaser says physical and written tests for that process will be held on June 15th, with an orientation on the 14th. Packets for interested individuals are available at City Hall, and once updated, the list will be good for 2 years. Fairfield Memorial Hospital's Diagnostic Imaging Mammography Department achieved designation for Mammography Quality Standards Act, or MQSA, during a recent inspection. Congress enacted the MQSA in 1992 to establish national quality standards for mammography. The legislation addressed many aspects of mammography, from requirements on equipment to reporting standards. The MQSA helps ensure that all women have access to quality mammography for the detection of breast cancer in its earliest, most treatable stages. Fairfield Memorial Hospital currently takes its mobile mammography services to Fairfield, Carmi, Grayville, Cisney, Albion, and Louisville throughout the year. FMH CEO Catherine Bunting Williams thanked the mammography and diagnostic imaging staff for their work. She said the designation further validates the type of care that FMH patients receive. Frontier Community College has planned a full lineup of children's camps for the month of June. Offerings include Art Attack 1 and 2, Sign Language, T-shirt Tie-Dye, Animal Care, a Bobcats Baseball Camp, Mini-Me Baking, Book Warriors, Chalk Walk, Supreme Slime Making, Frontier Discovery Camp, and Rube Goldberg Machine Mania. A full listing of the available classes is available online at iecc.edu/FCC. Megan Black, Director of Instructional Services at FCC, said the classes will be cheaper for students due to a recent $2,500 grant from Walmart.
Well, we're mixing fun and education together. You know, any student is welcome to attend any of the camps. We have a great lineup this year. And if you paid attention to the news recently, we received a Walmart community grant. So that Walmart community grant allows us to help defray the costs.
The college says registration is open now for each camp, and people can sign up their child by calling FCC at 842-3711. Payment will be due at the time of registration. The West Salem American Legion McCormick Post 658 will conduct their annual memorial services to honor the nation's veterans next Sunday, May 26th. The post will visit 9 local cemeteries and will begin the day by conducting a service at the Veterans Memorial on the Square in West Salem at 8 a.m. The post will then move on to the cemeteries, beginning at Shiloh at 8:30, Ebenezer at 8:40, Macedonia at 9, Little Wabash at 9:15, Marion at 9:30, Parkersburg Oak Hill at 10, Walnut Grove at 10:15, Zion United Methodist at 11, and the Moravian at 11:15. Legion members say that all times are approximate, and some of the scheduled times have changed from previous years. Also on Sunday the 26th, the West Salem Development Association will provide breakfast for all local veterans and their spouses, as well as widows of veterans, at the West Salem Community Center. Serving will begin at 7 and will include biscuits and sausage gravy, scrambled eggs, cinnamon rolls, orange juice, and coffee. Planting equipment could soon be rolling out across the area, as the weather seems to be giving producers a chance to finally get in the fields. As the equipment gets rolled out, state police are reminding motorists to be on the lookout for the heavy machinery and slow down and give them space. Trooper Matt Frizzle says it's important to be cautious when attempting to pass them on country roads.
Farm equipment's everywhere except the interstate, so, you know, whether it's coming through a town or a small town or on a state highway, there are tractors and combines and grain buggies everywhere. So you really got to watch out for them because they move slow and they don't stop, turn, or avoid smaller things very well. For drivers, I mean, it's the same thing we've been talking about. It's, 100% attention to the roadway. It's regard for your fellow man and just a general awareness, I think. I mean, obviously, farm machinery doesn't move fast. So as you're approaching it from the rear, you know, slow down much sooner than you would for other vehicles. They're very, very slow.
Trooper Frizzle also has a message for farmers who will be getting out in full force to plant very soon.
And I would say for farmers, you know, the people driving this equipment, your attention is paramount. You're driving such a large vehicle in most cases, a slow-moving one, so you are responsible for the drivers around you that you're not paying, you know, that may not be paying attention. Again, like I said, don't expect everyone to obey the laws and do what they should. Try to be proactive and avoid circumstances before they happen.
Trooper Frizzle indicates planting season will likely run up on the Memorial Day weekend, and authorities will be planning details during that holiday. Authorities continue to remind motorists that it is the law to get over for emergency vehicles on the side of the road, and they ask that drivers remain focused on the safety of their peers across the state. A proposal has passed the Illinois House that could eventually lead to votes to consolidate K-8 and high school districts into unit districts. State Representative Blaine Wilhauer is a co-sponsor of the measure. He says Illinois has roughly 850 school districts, which he believes is more than Florida, North Carolina, and Virginia combined. He said the measure could give property tax relief and help adequately fund schools by, quote, cutting administrative bloat. The legislation to create the School District Efficiency Commission now heads to a Senate committee for consideration. The commission's focus would concentrate on duplication of efforts and reducing the number of school districts in Illinois by at least 25%. Wilhauer says consolidating the grade and high school districts would accomplish the goals. If the commission adopts the report recommendations, the reorganization of school districts would have to be placed on the ballots of designated school districts in the next general election, which could be as soon as the November 2020 election. Talks on recreational marijuana legislation continue in Springfield. Kim Howard reports.
Those testifying at a Senate hearing include Jay Shattuck with the Illinois Chamber of Commerce, who says employers have some concerns. He offers these suggestions.
employers must be allowed to manage their workplace when it comes to cannabis or any other substance that impairs a worker, whether the worker is at an employer's physical location or engaged in work activities away from their formal workplace. A couple examples would be an on-call worker for a hospital or individuals that are traveling for their job as salespersons.
Police say they currently don't have a way to test drivers for marijuana and say it will be impossible to enforce the 5 homegrown plants rule. Others recommend extensive education about the risks of marijuana and question not allowing people to smoke in public. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
That's the news. Area deaths next.
Hi, this is Jeff Stanley from Clayton Homes here in Fairfield. I'd like to invite everyone out for our spring blowout sale. If you are thinking about a new home, you really need to check out our selection of beautiful homes on display. Clayton Homes of Fairfield is a locally operated business with all local employees and contractors. We have many floor plans available to custom order. We will beat any competitor's deal and offer world-class service after the sale. Quality manufactured homes at a great price. That's Clayton Homes, 2 miles south of Fairfield on Route 45.
Hello, this is John Hosselton at Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home. Is pre-planning your funeral worthwhile? Research has shown that making funeral pre-arrangements is worthwhile. You make your wishes known in advance, so difficult decisions won't have to be made at the time of death. These decisions can all be made in a comfortable, relaxed atmosphere. Please call John or Julie at Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home for an appointment at 618-673-2131.
School's out. This summer, keep your child active by enrolling them into Kids in Motion Summer Day Camp. Breakfast, lunch, and a snack are provided daily, along with fun activities like swimming, skating, bowling, and so much more. We'll even include a sibling discount. So come join us May 28th to August 2nd at the First Baptist Church in Fairfield. Pre-registration is April 30th to May 7th from 4 to 5:30 at the First Baptist Church Kingdom Kids After School Program. Or call me, Suzanne Doggett, at 919-0628. We are the place for hot sun and cool kids.
Currently in Fairfield, it is 87. It is time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial advisor, located at 1001 Commerce Drive in Fairfield. The Dow was at 25,892, up 36. The NASDAQ is at 7,867, down 30. And June crude oil is at $62.80, and that is down 7 cents. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 95-year-old Fred Arthur Witter died on Wednesday. He was a charter member of the Hamilton County Rotary Club and a longtime member of the First Presbyterian Church. Fred Witter is survived by his daughters, Ruth Kaiser of Hickory, North Carolina, and Lois Witter of McLeansboro, 2 granddaughters, 5 nieces, and 3 nephews. Visitation for Fred Witter will be held at Golson Funeral Home in McLeansboro on Sunday, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. A memorial service will be held at 2 o'clock at the funeral home, with interment to follow at Garrison Cemetery in Hamilton County. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be given to the First Presbyterian Church in McLeansboro, and they will be accepted at the Golson Funeral Home, which is in charge of arrangements. 76-year-old rural Carmi resident Lorna Thelma Holtzclaw died Thursday morning at Hamilton Memorial Hospital in McLeansboro. She had worked at Wabash Christian Retirement Center. Lorna Holtzclaw is survived by her husband, Andrew Holtzclaw, her mother, Thelma White of Anderson, South Carolina, sister Georgiana Cutter of Anderson, daughter Andrea Howe of Princeton, Indiana, son Jerry Holtzclaw of Highland, daughter Sharon Stinson of rural Carmi, 5 grandchildren, 4 step-grandchildren, 1 great-grandson, 11 step-great-grandchildren, and several cousins, nieces, and nephews. A celebration of life service for Lorna Holtzclaw will be held at 11 o'clock a.m. on Saturday, tomorrow, at First Apostolic Church in New Haven. Burial will follow at Marshall Ferry Cemetery. Visitation is from 4 to 7 o'clock this evening at Stendebach Family Funeral Home in Carmi. Memorial donations may be made to First Apostolic Church of New Haven, and they may be made in care of the funeral home. 82-year-old Fairfield resident Donnie V. Musgrave died at 11:20 p.m. on Wednesday at his residence. He had been the owner and operator of Musgrave Body Shop. Donnie Musgrave is survived by his wife, Elaine of Fairfield, four sons, Lonnie, Brent, and Gary, all of Fairfield, and Terry of Sisney, eight grandchildren, 10 great-grandchildren, two brothers, Ronnie Musgrave and Larry Musgrave, both of Fairfield, and several nieces and nephews. Funeral services for Donnie Musgrave will be held at 11 o'clock a.m. on Saturday, tomorrow, at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield, with burial in Maple Hill Cemetery. Visitation will be this evening from 5 to 7 o'clock at the funeral home. Memorial donations can be made to the King's Chapel Church. Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 91-year-old West Salem resident Florence G. Reed died on Wednesday at her home. She was a member of the First Christian Church of West Salem. Florence Reed is survived by her daughter, Shirley Reed, of Albion, five grandchildren, several great and great-great-grandchildren, and numerous nieces and nephews. A celebration of life service for Florence Reed will be held at 11 o'clock a.m. on Monday at the Ingram Meredith Funeral Home in West Salem. A visitation will be held from 10 a.m. to service time. Burial will follow at the Moravian Cemetery in West Salem. Ingram Meredith Funeral Home of West Salem is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Did you know Asbury & Associates offers certified nurse midwife services? Meet Julie Reinhardt, the newest midwife of their team. Both Julie and Abigail Skinner bring years of nurse midwife experience to Asbury & Associates. Their services include obstetrical care and delivery, well woman exams, birth control counseling, infertility counseling, and many more gynecology services. Asbury & Associates, with four offices in Southern Illinois to serve you. Call and schedule an appointment today.
When we think of a real estate agent, we think of somebody simply selling our home or finding us a new one. I mean, they're all the same, right?
Okay, here's the comps. We'll take some pics, we'll post them, and I'll get back to you, okay?
A home is life-changing, and your real estate agent should reflect that. Honesty, integrity, and someone who will go above and beyond to make your dreams come true.
Hometown Realty. We're different because you're different. We want what you want. Experience the difference today. Call us at 842-7510.
Grilling season is upon us, and you need a new grill. Time to visit the experts at Wainwright Propane and Sporting Goods. Phoenix, Broilmaster, and Louisiana Pellet Grills are in the showroom. Let us help you make the right choice for your cooking needs. Get a great price on the Phoenix Grill right now, only $575. That's Wainwright Propane and Sporting Goods, 1423 West Main in Fairfield, 8 to 5 weekdays, Saturdays 8 to noon.
Here's a look at your classic hits, WFIW 104.9 Fairfield area weather. Today, mostly sunny skies with a high near 86. Tonight, mostly clear with lows around 64. Saturday, sunny and breezy. Wind gusts as high as 33 miles per hour, possible high near 87 and a low near 67. Sunday, showers and thunderstorms likely before 1 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high of 80. Monday, sunny skies with a high near 72. And Tuesday, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 p.m., partly sunny with a high near 81.